This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Friday, September 5th. God's word for you today is, do not forget. Our scripture reading is taken from Psalm chapter 77, verse 10 to 12. And it says, and I said, this is my fate. The Most High has turned his hand against me. But then I recall all you have done, O Lord. I remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thought. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. The reason you worry is because you have forgotten God's wisdom. You look at your situation and you feel like this is a terrible place to be. There is no way out. So you feel frustrated. The reason you are worrying so much is that you have forgotten God's wisdom. If you remember that you are dealing with the all-wise and all-knowing God, you will relax. In Mark chapter 4, verse 35 to 41, Jesus initiated a move, but as he journeyed, there was a storm. And the disciples forgot who was in the boat with them. They forgot, so they panicked. Jesus is in your boat. Have you forgotten? Are you worrying? When we remember that God is all wise, he knows the end from the beginning, then we can relax. God said, he that lacks wisdom should ask. James chapter 1 verse 5. Then we come and pray about it, and we ask that God should give us wisdom. Boom. We solve the problem through God's wisdom. We forget God's wisdom. And God is saying, do not forget his wisdom. Remember, ask your fathers. They will tell you. The truth is, when we remember God's wisdom, we're at peace. We worry because we forget God's wisdom. Secondly, we forget God's mercy. Has God been merciful to you? God has been merciful to you. Deuteronomy chapter 24, verse 21 to 22 says, when you gather the grapes in your vineyard, don't glean the vines after they are picked. Leave the remaining grapes for the foreigners, orphans, and widows. Remember that you were slaves in the land of Egypt. That is why I am giving you this command. God is saying, remember that you have received mercy from God, so be merciful. We deal harshly because we forget God's mercy. We deal harshly with people we are in relationship with because we forget that we are recipients of God's mercy. In the case of the woman caught in adultery, John chapter 8, they said to Jesus in John chapter 8 verse 5, the law of Moses says to stone her. What do you say? Jesus must have been irritated, I think, because I would have been. So he wrote a few things on the sand. The Bible says, then Jesus said to them in John chapter 8 verse 7, all right, but let the one who has never seen throw the first stone. The Bible says in John chapter 8 verse 9, when the accusers heard this, they slipped away one by one, beginning with the oldest. Today, we talk about those people who dropped their stones like they were hypocrites, but they were actually God-fearing, wise, and humble. Think about it. If it were today, some people would throw the stone, judge her, and tweet about it. It is because people forget God's mercy. Let us pray. Father, help me always remember God's wisdom and mercy. In Jesus' name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.